For the first time in many years, the City Council in Springfield, Massachusetts has voted to create a new permanent committee. The Committee on Sustainability and Environment is scheduled to hold its inaugural meeting Tuesday night. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with the chairman of the new committee, City Councilor Jesse Letterman.
So this committee was actually came out of a recommendation from what was previously our ad hoc Green Committee. And that committee existed for almost 10 years with the City Council. It was appointed continuously during that time. And that was a group of residents that the council brought in to advise on sustainability initiatives. But what we found over the many years was there were great ideas coming from this committee, but there needed to be a more official body to work on the implementation of those ideas. And so that group had actually pushed for this committee to be formed, and I was the chairman of that ad hoc committee, so brought it to Councillor Hurst, who we just elected president, and together we crafted the description of the committee.
And previously you did some lobbying work, I guess we should say, for environmental issues when you were working with Arise for Social Justice.
You see, I mean, environmental initiatives and public health have really been at the forefront of much of the work that I did in the city of Springfield before I was elected. And, you know, for me, those issues come down to ensuring that our constituents across the city of Springfield, no matter what neighborhood they live in, are able to live healthy lives. We know that the impact of climate change and the long-standing impact of pollution on the city of Springfield has led to some serious issues, such as having one of the highest pediatric asthma rates in the Commonwealth. And so those initiatives have always been near and dear to my heart, and I've been very glad to be able to spearhead many of them on the council in the last 13 months. And now for us to have this committee, which will, you know, outlast all of us as an incorporated committee of the city council. The hope is that it shows that our body is taking seriously our role in solving this issue.
Do you have any legislative initiatives that you plan to bring in front of this committee right away?
So first and foremost, we are very interested in examining the status of Springfield's Climate Action and Resilience Plan. The city invested significant time and resources several years ago, partially at the urging of the city council, to put this document together and did it as a collaboration of community organizations as well as the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission and the city of Springfield. And that has set a goal of an 80% reduction in pollution in the city by the year 2050, which is on par with what the state goals have been for the last several years. So we want to first bring folks in and see what is the status of that plan, what parts of it have been implemented, what parts might need some advocacy. And we also expect to see the hiring, as was announced late last year, of the sustainability coordinator for the city. And so we would expect this body to be able to work with whomever that individual is to ensure that that plan is implemented.
Do you see any overlap with other existing city council committees? I'm thinking like maybe maintenance and development.
I think there would actually be overlap with several of the existing committees, and committees often will overlap with one another, which is why we often will hold joint committee meetings. You know, for example, I also chair the Health and Human Services Committee. I could see some initiatives being related to both. I think you'll see some crossover with economic development. Of course, we know as we pursue green energy and green technology, that is something that's going to be very important for the economy, hopefully, of Springfield moving forward. And as you mentioned, maintenance and development as well. But what we thought was really important was, you know, when you look at what the standing committees of the city council are, they revolve around either city departments or pressing issues and issues that we want to make sure we're focusing on. And I think that from the data that we've been seeing, it is very clear climate change and reducing pollution is something that we need to take very seriously in this generation. And so this is basically the legislative body of the city going on record as saying we recognize that we have a role to play here, and we're going to do our part.